Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Their white supremacy has got to go. You remember the there's a march going on from Charlottesville to Washington, D.C. And we're talking now with an organizer for that march, Pooja Datta, who joins us on the phone. Pooja, thank you for joining us on Mornings on the Mall. When did you begin marching from Charlottesville, and from where did you start? I mean, particularly, it was by the Lee statue, correct?
It was, yeah. It was in Emancipation Park in Charlottesville, and it was 3 days ago. So,
where are you now? Are you actively marching with these guys, or are you off to the side at the moment?
We actually start marching later in the morning every day to comply with police regulations. So we will be starting here in about half an hour.
And so are you supported by cops? Do you have police traveling with you throughout this?
Certainly.
Okay. And then so tell me about the number of people that are involved here. On Monday, you started with how many?
On Monday, we started with about 50. You know, people from Charlottesville, folks from all over Virginia, folks from all over the country, really. A lot of people have been really affected deeply by what's happened in Charlottesville. Mm-hmm. You know, it's sort of, we view it as, it's not the first time this has happened, but it is an upswelling after the election of President Trump. So as a person of color, you know, we're subjected to, like, the tenets of white supremacy in almost every aspect of our lives. And we thought we would, do this march to kind of show that, A, we're really in solidarity with Charlottesville and the atrocious things that happened there, but also this is a call for, you know, the fact that there are actual white supremacists in our administration right now. Like, they have to go. Donald Trump calls Nazis fine people, like, it's a big problem, right?
There's a bunch here I'd love to unpack with you. Let me start from the beginning, the numbers thing. I saw something, you had like 200 people or so that began with you. There was a photo that your organization put out, about 200 people. And since it looks like it's tailed off to about like 35, are you losing people, and are you going to be picking them up as you walk towards these?
No, stuff? We're actually, we have people coming to join us at every leg.
Gotcha.
Yesterday it was super rainy. So I imagine that was difficult for a lot of folks. We marched 13 miles yesterday, and it rained pretty much constantly.
Not a small distance.
Day.
Yeah, not a small distance. So go back to, like, let's go back to the white supremacy thing. You say there are white supremacists in the administration, and the tenets of white supremacy are all around you. Let's unpack the latter part of that. What are the tenets of white supremacy that you're encountering?
Sure. Whether you're thinking about, you know, mass incarceration, or whether you're thinking about racial profiling, or whether you're thinking about the fact that women of color make, on average, way more than any other, women, that black men make less on average. You know, it's wrapped into the very tenets of our society, right?
The outcomes there are all bad things. You don't want, inequality is hurtful culturally. It doesn't usually work out too well.
And certainly.
But we're talking about causation here. You mentioned the president of the United States. How is he a white supremacist?
Well, he is often, they say, when you are silent in times of oppression, that you are siding with the side of the oppressor. And it's very arguable that Donald Trump, that is what he's done. It should not be a right or left thing to condemn white supremacy. It should not be a white or right or left thing to condemn Nazis. Our country went to war over it. That should be an American philosophy, to be anti-Nazi. So.
But the president came out and said, and I quote, "Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans." What more did you want him to say? You said he's been silent.
But I actually didn't say that he's been silent. I said that he called them fine people.
Well, he said there were fine people on both sides. He also said there was violence on both sides.
And that's pretty unacceptable. I mean, to me, as a person of color, that is an unacceptable statement.
We're starting.
Let's also not forget that he didn't make that statement till immense public pressure, right? He didn't come out and actually forcefully respond to the KKK and racism until, like, massive pressure from
Pooja, only because we have time constraints. I'm just going to get back and forth with you here. The president, you know, as you noted, he came out of a lot of criticism, both sides, about the specific words he used. But on that Saturday, the very day that the world was watching as this violence was taking place in Charlottesville, he did condemn bigotry. And the measure here, I guess, is that the president should not be taken holistically, meaning you're not taking the president at all of his words. You're just kind of judging him based on his first statements.
No, I'm not judging him based on his statements. I'm judging him based on the fact that he didn't condemn Donald Duke when Donald Duke came out.
David Duke, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, David
He's
Duke.
He's condemned David Duke in the past many times, though.
Yeah, but, you know.
is actually not the basis of a march.
It's actually true. He hasn't actually condemned him.
He actually has condemned him many times in the past.
Saying that you condemn someone doesn't mean you actually condemn him,
Pooja,
I mean, when you're, don't, you know.
No, just, I want to explain this. You're making the claim. Let me hold you for a second. We have to go to a quick commercial break. I want to get back and explore this some more because I think you're making meaningful points because you're representing at least a couple dozen in this march and maybe more somewhere else in the country, and we should talk about that. Okay, we're speaking with Pooja Datta, who's an organizer for this Charlottesville to D.C. march, which will culminate ultimately in displays, as they say on their website, of civil disobedience here in Washington, D.C., and Pooja, we were continuing what has become, I think, a very interesting conversation with you. We mentioned that you mentioned David Duke, and Mary responded that the president criticized or condemned him during the campaign and other times since then.
Also before the campaign. I've got him on Morning Joe doing it. David Duke is a bad person. I disavowed on numerous occasions over the years. I disavowed him. I disavowed the KKK. Do you want me to do it again for the 12th time?
So, Pooja, your response to that was that just because he said it doesn't mean it's true.
My response to that is, you know, David Duke's response after Charlottesville is that he's fulfilling the promises of Donald Trump. That's what they believed in, and that's why they voted for him, because he said they're going to take their country back.
But what does that have to do with the president's views, though? What does that have to do with the president's views on this subject, though? I mean, this is literally a different person, a different soul, a different heart. I mean, you're reading a lot into what the president truly feels inside. Without any substance, any basis to do that, right?
We shouldn't have to. That's what I'm saying. We shouldn't have to read into what he's doing. You know what I mean? Like, his actions and his words should have never been arguable to the point where there even had to be a conversation about what the president believes or what he thinks. The fact that he's been propelled and put into office by white supremacists is enough of a statement about this president, in my opinion.
There's a CNN piece last week.
It doesn't really matter what he says or what he does when pressed about negative media.
So there was Pooja, I want to follow on what you just said. There was a CNN piece last week that said that the millions of Americans who voted for Trump are white supremacists by default. Is that a position that you agree with?
I disagree with that. So I live in Columbus, Ohio, and I am actually, like, friends with a lot of folks who have voted for Trump. I don't think that every single person who voted for Donald Trump is a white supremacist. I think that's a gross, overarching generalization.
But why not? I mean, if the whole point is enabling white supremacy, then you're guilty, right? Isn't that the idea? So if the president is enabling white supremacy under your definition, he's therefore a white supremacist, or at least guilty of enabling it. Aren't your neighbors who decided to vote for Trump guilty of the same thing?
I mean, whether they're guilty of enabling white supremacy is one thing, but that doesn't make them a white supremacist, right? In my opinion, when you choose white supremacists like Jeff Sessions, like Gorka, like Stephen Miller, and put them in positions of power in an administration over the national country, over the national population, that to me signifies a little bit more of the allegiances.
But a guy like Jeff Sessions, he pursued the death penalty for KKK members. I mean, the track record to establish that somebody's a white supremacist is a little thin on that front, right?
But also, let's not forget that, you know, he was literally not able to join, he was voted against for joining the Senate previously, right?
So
because of his
politics clearly played a role. So let me ask you about what's the end of this is, because you're supposed to have civil disobedience when you get to Washington, D.C. What's that going to look like?
I think you're just going to have to wait and find out.
Oh, it's a surprise. you're withholding.
But let me ask you one question along those lines. Since you were one of the organizers of this march, if any of the people who are in solidarity with you for this Occupy Washington, if they commit acts of violence by being supportive of you, does that not make you then guilty of the same crime? If it makes Donald Trump if it makes Donald Trump guilty of being a white supremacist because white supremacists allege support for him, does that not then make you guilty for the actions of the people support you?
We actually, every day, like four times a day, we have a set of community agreements that we have drafted, that I actually drafted. The second principle of that is that we stand strongly in the principles of nonviolence. We have been doing nonviolent trainings every day on the march so far, and we're going to continue to be doing them. We make it very clear to the folks that join us that if you join us, you must retain to the principles of nonviolence, because we are not a violent group.
Well, let's see if you can. I'm encouraged by that, and hopefully you can maintain it when you get here, because there's been violence in the ranks.
We are not interested in causing violence. We don't think it solves anything.
Pooja Dada, thank you very much for joining us this morning. You're very game for doing that, and I hope you do it again as you continue on this march and in the future. We'll be happy to talk to you.
Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.